Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Sorry, the last segment ran long. We didn't get Bill Ballinger until very late in that segment. Want to welcome in Derek Wallbank, our Washington-based political reporter. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
Just fine. Well, we want to have a minute or two at the end to talk about the other side of Spartan Sports, your outstanding website. But I want to talk a little bit about the burning of the Koran. And this has been on again, off again, on again. Who knows? Are we going to have this happen this weekend in Florida?
You know, the pastor of Dove World Outreach Center, which is a church of about 50 in Gainesville, said he was going to do it and said that he wasn't going to do it. And now there's some controversy about what was he guaranteed by some imam in Florida about the moving of the so-called Ground Zero Mosque. And I have no idea what he's going to do. I mean, there are people I can see into the minds of, maybe, but this guy's not one of them. I have no clue what he's thinking right now. But I'll tell you, it came up today in President Obama's press conference in the White House East Room. I was there for that, and the president was, you could see his mood change when he talked about it. The president is usually very straight up and down, but this, he seemed to get a little bit more emotional about it, and he talked about the reason that the White House has gotten involved in this. The Secretary of Defense actually called this guy and said, don't do it, you're going to put troops in harm's way.
Right.
And President Obama made the point very forcefully in today's press conference that, look, we've got Muslim folks in the U.S. Armed Services who are out there putting their lives on the line for us, and basically this guy's saying that their whole faith is offensive. And he said, look, it's not a question of them or us, it's just us. And realistically, Jack, the whole success in Iraq and Afghanistan hinges on these two Islamic countries picking a different path than they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, we've got to convince Islamic people that the United States has their best interest at heart. And this White House is very, very worried, and I think fairly understandably so,
right,
that this is just going to simply be a recruiting tool for people who want to kill us anyways.
Well, and General Petraeus came out and was very outspoken about this, I thought. And now it's come to light today. I don't know what the significance of this is, but I find it very interesting that Pastor Terry Jones here in Gainesville, Florida, was a high school classmate of Rush Limbaugh in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, in 1969. Don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nothing more than an interesting coincidence. The thing that I would note here, Jack, is that the icons of the conservative libertarian right, and by that I mean the Sarah Palins of the world, the Glenn Becks, the Michelle Bachmans, who I cover regularly in Michigan,
right,
or in Minnesota out here,
right,
they all came out and said, this was a terrible idea, don't do this. There has been a lot of reaction from the conservative libertarian right, from the Tea Party right, and it has been pretty uniformly that this is a pretty stupid idea, and that it puts the troops in danger. And so I think, you know, I was saying the other day, we have in Minnesota, we have the first Muslim member of Congress, and we have Michelle Bachmann, and this is one of the first times that they've agreed on anything that I can remember.
Right, right. Derek, sorry we're running out of time here. I wish we could talk longer, but I did want to give you a chance to let people know how they can find out the other side of Spartan Sports and things that are away from the playing field that no one covers better than you. Can you give us that web address and tell people in 30 seconds what they'll find?
It's the other side of SpartanSports.com, just as it sounds. And I'll tell you, Jack, the things that we're interested in are just like what's coming up on Saturday with this FAU-Michigan State game.
Right.
We're looking at 25,000 seats sold for a Michigan State football game in the state of Michigan. And one of the things that I'm working on right now is an article about the pricing of this. The tickets of this were priced far higher than FAU's single tickets.
Well, and there are ramifications for that. There's no doubt about it. We'll talk about the other side of SpartanSports.com. Derek Wallbank. We'll be right back.